我们中文的我们读单数，今天的经。
When we have Mandarin congregation read the odd verses.
And 英文的呢读双数的。
The English congregation will read the odd.
Okay, 我们中文的开始。有一个律法师起来试探耶稣，说：“夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生？”
What is written
in the law?
Yes,
how do you read it? 他回答说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。”You've
answered correctly, he told him. Do this, and you will live.
29，那人要显明自己有理，就对耶稣说：“谁是我的邻舍呢？”
Jesus took up the question and said, A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him, beat him up, and fled, leaving him half dead.
偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来，看见他，就从那边过去了。In
the same way, a Levite, when he arrived at the place and saw him, passed by on the other side.
唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他就动了慈心。He
went over to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on olive oil and wine. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him.
第二天拿出二钱银子来，交给店主说：“你且照应他，此外所费用的，我回来必还你。”
Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?
他说是怜悯他的。耶稣说：“你去照样行吧。”愿神祝福他的话语。May God bless His words. 所以现在牧师要为我们介绍讲员。Our
pastor Chen will introduce our special speaker today.
This is our privilege to have our guest speaker, Reverend McCone, come to our church and speak.
今天很荣幸欢迎到一位我们的讲员是 McCone 牧师。
And in our church history,
在我们教会的历史里面,
he's the first one.
他是第一位,
his origin is from Middle East.
来自中东的讲员。
Yeah, and we can give him a round of applause first.
我们等一下一定要先给他好好的鼓掌一下。
Reverend McCone, and he was born in Jordan.
我们的McCone牧师是在约旦出生的。
And in 1987, he came to Chicago.
1987年，他搬到芝加哥。
A year later, he accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior.
第二年，他就接受基督做他的救主。
And then he got involved as a volunteer at the Arabic Church in Chicago.
他接着就在芝加哥的一个阿拉伯的教堂做服务。
Then in 1994, he married to a woman, a Lebanese Christian lady.
1994年，他和一位来自黎巴嫩的基督徒女士结婚。
Now they have three children.
他们有三个孩子。
One is already grown up. His name is Timothy, 22 years old.
老大叫提摩太, 22岁。
Is he still single?
他还单身吧。
Ruth, 17, and Nathan, 14 years old.
一个女儿17岁, 还有一个小儿子14岁的Nathan.
Now, Pastor McCone, he served as assistant pastor at three different churches in San Diego.
McCone牧师在圣地亚哥的三个教会做助理牧师。
Yeah, in 1995, since 1995.
自从1995年以来做三个教会。
But in 2011,
在2011年,
and then he felt a call from God and to start a new church.
他感觉受到神的呼召, 开始了一个自己新的教会。
And August 6th, he began 2011, he began an Arabic church at a foundation church in El Cajon.
所以在2011年的8月6号, 他在El Cajon, 就是在圣地亚哥附近, 开始了一个, 阿拉伯的教会。
And now he was ordained at March 31st, 2012. And now he is a senior pastor at Meridian Arabic Church.
他也在,
在这个 Meridian 的阿拉伯教会里面做牧师，主任牧师。
And May 2016, and he ran a place in El Cajon and start a non-profit organization called Family Welcome Center.
在前年的五月，他在当地租了一个地方，开始了一个家庭欢迎中心。
And reaching out to the Syrian refugees.
特别为了叙利亚的难民做服务。
And they offer ESL classes, computer training,
帮助难民学英文啊，教他们学电脑啊。
And help them to translate documents and other
practical services. 帮他们翻译一些重要的文件。
And now I'm going to hand the time to Pastor McCall and welcome him.
把一下时间交给我们 McCall 牧师，希望他们跟我们分享一点他的话。
Thank you, Pastor.
Good evening.
各位晚安哦。晚安。
Yeah, it's a privilege for me to be with you this evening here.
很荣幸今天来到这里跟各位一起分享。
And I just, you know, like to share what God is doing in San Diego.
我要跟各位分享一下神在圣地亚哥做了什么样奇妙的工。
And there is many Middle Eastern people live in San Diego and El Cajon.
在 El Cajon 就是在圣地亚哥那边有好多中东的人住在那边。
Since 1970,
从1970年开始。
But the last 8 years,
但是过去的八年很特别。
Many refugees from Iraq.
好多从伊拉克来的难民。
And the last 2 years,
过去的两年。
Many refugees come from Syria.
有好多叙利亚来的难民。
And the last 18 months,
过去的一年半。
Many refugees from Afghanistan.
有好多阿富汗来的难民。
They all come to El Cajon.
他们都来到 El Cajon 这个地方。
And El Cajon, it's a good mission field.
所以 El Cajon 是一个很好拓展我们宣教的一块土地。
People like to travel to Middle East.
很多人专程跑到中东去做宣教。
18, 19 hours of flight.
你要坐18-19个小时的飞机。
But God brought the nation among us.
可是神把那些人带到我们当中来。
And we have a Muslim Sunni.
我们有逊尼派的穆斯林。
And Muslim Shia.
我们有什叶派的穆斯林。
And we have a Kurdish people.
我们有库德族的人民。
Afghanistan.
有阿富汗的人。
Iraqi, Chaldean, Catholic.
有好多有伊拉克的，有天主教徒的。
And we have people from Africa too, Somalia.
甚至有来自非洲索马利亚的人。
So I ask the Lord. I mean, you want to use us here. You don't want us to travel there.
所以我就问神了。我说神，你要用我在这里，对不对？你不要我再跑到那边去了。
Because there is a need, a huge need here.
因为在这里我们看到好大的需要。
We started the Family Welcome Center in May 2016.
所以我们在前年成立了一个家庭欢迎中心。
Because they are Muslim, most of the people we work is 95% is Muslim people.
我们所服务的对象95%都是穆斯林。
And this is the most difficult part to reach.
他们是最难接触到的一群人。
And I thought maybe inside the church, you know, maybe the people, the Muslim, they're not going to come.
我在想教会那穆斯林他们不太可能会去。
So we go to them.
所以我们去他们中间。
We rent a space, office space in El Cajon City in downtown.
我们在 El Cajon 的市中心租了一个办公室。
Welcome the refugee and the newcomers.
我们就欢迎那些难民来到我们当中。
Teach them English.
我们教他们讲英文。
And computer.
我们教他们学电脑。
And we do translation for their paperwork.
帮他们翻译文件。
Because they bring their mail and they come to us.
因为好多人带他们家里收到很多英文的信，看不懂。
And we have some volunteer there help.
我们有好多志工、义工来帮我们。
And the good thing I want to share with you.
我在跟各位分享一些。
That the most effective donors and volunteer is Asian church.
对我们的中心帮助最大的、最多的义工都是亚洲人。
You love the people.
各位亚洲人很爱我们这些难民。
And the Lord Jesus is blessing the Asian church.
因为我们的耶稣基督很爱我们的亚洲教会。
I'm from Asia too.
我也是来自亚洲的啊。
We are West Asia, you are East Asia.
我们是西亚洲，各位是东边的亚洲。
But you know, in Asia, they play together in the soccer to prepare for the World Cup.
可是你知道吗？世界杯比赛的时候，我们都在亚洲组里面。
They always play Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, and China, Japan.
中国队、日本队、叙利亚队、什么约旦队都是亚洲组的。
We are neighbors.
我们都是邻居耶。
And thanks God for the Asian church.
感谢主有这一些亚洲的教会。
So the mission statement for Family Welcome Center.
所以我们这个家庭欢迎中心的一个宣教使命是什么呢
？Welcome refugees and newcomers.
我们就是要欢迎所有的难民跟第一次来到这块土地的人。
And demonstrate the love of God.
向他们展现出神的爱。
Communicate His good news.
我们向他们告诉他们神的好消息。
And the Family Welcome Center place, we connect with the Muslim people, with the family.
而且借着这个家庭欢迎中心，我们跟穆斯林他们能够有接触。
Because these people, we need to build relationship with them.
因为对于这些人，我们要先跟他们建立一层关系。
And we visit them at their home, their apartments.
我们到他们的家，到他们的公寓去拜访他们。
So Jesus, he cared about the people more than the needs. Also, he spent time with them.
耶稣不光只是在乎他们的需要，耶稣更在乎他们的人，所以我们要花时间跟他们的人相处。
And the Family Welcome Center is not a non-profit organization.
我们的家庭欢迎中心是一个非盈利组织。
It's not funded by the government.
我们没有收政府的钱。
But the resource for the Family Welcome Center, the Lord Jesus Himself.
我们的资源在哪里？就是我们的神。
Because when we started the ministry 2.5 years ago,
因为当我们两年半以前开始这一项事工的时候
，The Lord told me, "Go ahead and do the work."
神告诉我你就去做事就对了。
I told him we have no money to do it.
我跟神说我没有钱怎么办
？But he said, "I'm with you."
神说我跟你在一起。
And Jesus is the resource for all the blessing.
耶稣就是你祝福的来源。
It's always Family Welcome Center rely on generous people.
所以我们家庭欢迎中心都是依靠那些。很有爱心的捐款人
，as individual，
有个人
，and churches，
也有教会
，and God been using Family Welcome Center very effectively，
而且神也大大的使用了我们这个家庭欢迎中心。
God want us to leave our comfort zone，
神要我们踏出一步，离开我们安乐窝，我们安乐的环境。
Sometimes we like the routine things to do every week and every day。
其实我们很喜欢我们习惯做的每一件事，每个礼拜我们都做什么，每一件事我们都固定的。
But we all busy too.
可是，而且每个人都很忙，对不对
？But Jesus said, "You know, you are my witnessing."
可是耶稣说，你是我的见证人呐。
And he told the disciple, "You be my witnesses."
耶稣跟门徒说，你做我的见证人。
In Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷也是。
The small circle.
小小的圈子。
Then the Judea, the county.
然后呢？然后要去一个大一块的地方。
Then he said to Samaria.
然后到撒玛利亚，就是到外地去。
And to all the part of the earth.
然后到地极。
The good news is must proclaim to everyone.
这样的好消息要让所有的人都听见。
We can join hand together for God's kingdom.
我们可以手拉手一起在神的国上一起做事。
Is it too late to put the video for the refugee?
现在可以放一下我们的关于难民的一个影片吗？我们一起来看一看。
We need to see short video about the Muslim refugee.
is Pastor Dan Bender, and along with my friend Pastor McRum, we started the Family Welcome Center in El Cajon, California.
Hi, I'm McRum Shahatid, Director of Family Welcome Center and the pastor of Meridian Arabic Church. And we all know how hard to equip and send missionary to Middle East, especially the very strict Muslim country. But God shaken the whole nations and brought us 85,000 people to our city with different ethnic groups like Muslim, Sunni, Shia, Kurdish, Catholic, Orthodox. And those people went through difficult time in their back home, and they've been forced to leave the country. And also lost their family member, and they lost their money, their job, their friends, and they are here as newcomers and refugee, looking for friends, looking for people to hang with and talk to. And Family Welcome Center is a non-profit organization created to serve the refugee and the newcomers here. We provide English classes and English conversation classes. We provide computer lab training and interpretation for all the paperwork. We'd like to invite you and come see what God is doing in El Cajon City with the refugees. You or your church can be part of what God is doing here. And thank you. God bless you.
And the refugees are people who were severely persecuted.
And
their home, back home,
在他们的家里被迫害的一群人,
based on the race,
因为他们的种族,
and religion,
因为他们的宗教,
nationality,
因为他们的国籍,
political opinion,
因为他们的政治理念,
membership of social group,
他们可能参与了哪一个团体,
and they all been persecuted and they've been forced to leave their country.
他们因此被迫害, 被迫要离开他们的家,
and to come here to the state.
他们来到了这里,
and that's why we working at Family Welcome Center.
所以我们才成立了一个这样的家庭欢迎中心。
Now we're going to go back to the message on the book of Luke we read today.
我们现在再来看看我们的路加福音的这一段经文。
And the message says, love your neighbor as yourself.
你要爱你的邻舍如同你自己。
The expert in the law tried to tempt Jesus.
这位律法师想要引诱耶稣,
and he asked two questions.
他问了两个问题,
what must I do to inherit the eternal life?
我要怎么样才能得永生?
Then he asked, who is my neighbor?
然后他又问, 谁才是我的邻居?
Jesus told them, what is written in the law?
耶稣问他说, 圣经上说什么?
How do you read it?
你怎么看的?
Because some people, they read, but they don't understand the gospel.
有些人可能看圣经, 但是不一定明白, 对不对?
And some understand, but they don't apply it for their life.
有些人他明白了, 但他不做出来。
We need to apply it in a practical way.
我们明白了, 还要去在生活当中实用出来, 做出来。
We have to do like the Samaritan, the good Samaritan.
我们要像圣经上提的那个好的撒玛利亚人一样。
Because there are some people wounded around us.
因为身边有好多人我们可以帮助的。
And each one look at them with different view.
每一个人都用不同的眼光在看。
Like for this story, the expert in the law,
就像这个故事里面, 这一段经文里面, 这个律法师,
the wounded man was subject for discussion.
这个受伤的人只是一个讨论的题目。
But to the thieves and the robbers,
但是对于那强盗,
the wounded man was someone to use and abuse.
这个受伤的人是他们可以从他身上得到好处的。
And for the religious people like the priest and the Levi,
对于那些经过而不帮助的那个利未人, 还有祭司来说,
the wounded man was a problem to be avoided.
躺在地上那个人是个要躲避的麻烦。
They are religious people.
我们身边有很多宗教人士, 对不对?
They knew in the Old Testament, in the law of Moses, that they must help the wounded man.
宗教人士 在圣经上那个时候，他们知道他们应该要去帮助这个受伤的人。
And they saw him when they passed by.
他们也看到了那个受伤的人经过了。
And they turned head to the other side.
但他们选择从另外一边走。
But Jesus said.
耶稣说什么
？I need mercy.
你要有怜悯。
Not sacrifice.
不要只有奉献反祭。
So to the religious people, they want to avoid the problem.
所以那些宗教人士、律法师或者是祭司、立位人，他们就躲开，走远一点。
How about to the men in the hotel, the innkeeper?
那个旅店的主人呢？对他来说怎么样
？The wounded man was customer to serve him for fees for money.
对他来说，那个受伤的人是他的客人，他可以赚钱的。
But here is the good things about the Samaritan.
可是好消息是在于那个撒玛利亚人。
The wounded man was.
对他来说，那个受伤的人是什么呢
？A human being.
是一个人。
Worth to be cared and loved.
值得被我们去关心、被我们爱的人。
And show mercy.
可以让我们为他展现我们的慈爱的人。
That's what Jesus did for us all.
这就是耶稣为我们每一个人所做的一切一样。
When we were wounded, He healed us.
我们受伤的时候，他医治我们。
And He healed our soul.
他医治我们的受伤的心灵。
And we have relationship with Him.
让我们能够跟我们的神有一个亲密的关系。
And we call Him Father.
我们可以叫我们的神阿爸，父亲。
We are His sons and His daughters.
我们是神的儿女。
But for the Lord Jesus Himself.
对耶稣他自己来说。
All those people,
所有的人
and all of us,
包括我们在内
is worth dying for our sin.
他都是值得为我们而死的
and that's we call love in action.
这个就叫做化爱为行动
The expert in the law, he asked, "Who is my neighbor?"
那个圣经上的这个律法师问了，那谁是我的邻居啊？
Can we put the 4 points, please, in the screen?
我们可以把那个四点放在荧幕上吗？对了。
So we're gonna speak about these four points about the message.
讲一讲这四点。
Number one, who is my neighbor?
谁是我的邻居
？Is my neighbor who lives next door?
就是住我隔壁的人嘛，对不对
？Or the second door next?
或者是隔壁的隔壁也算邻居。
My neighbor is anyone from any race.
我的邻居其实是任何一个任何种族的人。
My neighbor is anyone from any color.
我们的邻居是任何一个任何皮肤颜色的人。
And my neighbor anyone from any religion.
我们的邻居是任何一个信任何宗教的人。
My neighbor is anyone from any social group.
我们的邻居是任何一个任何不同社会组织的人。
Anyone who is in need.
任何一个有需要的人。
That's what Jesus told the expert in the law.
所以耶稣在圣经上告诉那个律法师。
He told them, "Go and do the same."
说对了，你就去照着做就对了。
So now, because we opened the Family Welcome Center, we like to show the love of Jesus to the people.
所以我们成立了一个家庭欢迎中心，我们要向所有的人展现出耶稣的爱。
Not only we serve them at the building at Family Welcome Center.
我们不光是在我们家庭欢迎中心的那栋建筑物里面服务他们。
But we do 4 major events every year.
我们每一年还有四个活动。
And one of them is coming soon next month in November.
其中一个就是下个月十一月的一个活动。
And I know you are participating with that. You come in and your children will sing the choir.
我知道各位有诗班。
And that's great. That's make me happy, you know, because I see some church from San Gabriel come to, you know, help the refugee in El Cajon City.
因为我知道在圣盖伯也有教会来到 El Cajon 去帮助难民。
So we thank God for the Pastor Benny and Pastor Joseph.
我们感谢主，有母会的黄牧师，还有我们教会的。
Because they have a heart to reach the people and the Muslims.
他们有这样的心，要向穆斯林伸出他们的手。
The event we do is November in Thanksgiving dinner and program.
十一月份我们最主要的活动是我们会办一个感恩节的晚会。
We provide a dinner, good dinner for Middle Eastern people.
我们为难民准备一个好的晚餐。
And we give a gift card from Walmart, $50 to each family.
我们每一个人送他们一个沃尔玛的礼券。
50块的礼券。And the December event, we're going to have two events in December.
12月我们有两个活动。
One for Syria and Iraqi together.
其中一个是叙利亚和伊拉克难民一起。
And first time we're going to have one for the Afghanistan, Afghani people.
然后我们另外一个特别为阿富汗的难民再办一个活动。
I just knew about 2 months ago that we have 150 family from Afghanistan.
两个月前我才知道，我们那边有150个来自阿富汗的家庭。
All these people from Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, they need the Lord just like we sing.
这一些人从叙利亚、从伊拉克、从阿富汗来，他们需要主，就像我们刚刚唱的那个歌一样。
People need the Lord.
人们需要主。
And number two, we see love mean action.
看到我们看第二点，爱就是要行动。
Love is not only talking; it's action.
爱不是用来说的，爱还要行动的。
It's acting to meet the person's needs.
我们的行动要能够帮助那个人的需要。
How God loved us.
神怎么样爱我们
？We must love one another.
我们也要彼此相爱。
These people, refugees, they live in fear. They are, you know, they saw many things during the war.
这一些难民，他们活在恐惧当中。他们从战争而来的。
Just like we saw in the video.
刚刚我们在影片上也看到了。
They just take their children and they left the country.
他们拿他们能拿的东西就离开他们的原来的国家。
Overnight, 24 hours, 48 hours have to leave.
可能只有24小时、48小时，打包你要马上就要走。
They leave and they go to another country in Middle East.
他们可能先从中东的一个国家到中东的另外一个国家。
They go to Jordan.
他们可能先去约旦。
Or Lebanon.
或先去黎巴嫩。
Or Turkey.
或是先去土耳其。
Or Egypt.
或是先去埃及。
Because these four countries have no war.
因为这四个国家没有战争。
And they wait over there like 3 to 4 years.
他们可能在这四个国家先等3-4年。
To do the processing through the United Nations.
然后透过联合国申请。
Then they come here.
然后他们才能可能被分发到来美国。
So this is difficult time for them for transition and to leave their.
对他们来说是很辛苦的，要离开家里去这么多不同的地方。
And some of them they lost their family member there.
有些人他们家人可能因为战争而死亡，失去了家人。
They lost their money.
当然钱也很多都没有了。
They lost their homes.
他们的家也没了。
Some of them they used to have good home, good business over there.
很多人他们在家乡里面是有房子，有份很好的工作的。
But they come here now and to go to the county and process for welfare.And food stamp and get some money to live.
他们来到美国，突然变成是难民，而且要跟政府申请补助，要申请食物券啊，什么牛奶票。
But they told us at Family Welcome Center we used to have good life back home.
他们在我们的家庭欢迎中心跟我们说，我们以前在我们老家日子过得很好的。
Why we come here to live for a struggle to make a living?
为什么我们跑到这个新的地方来，这么辛苦的过日子？
But we told them because God loves you, He brought you here.
我们跟他们说，神爱你的，神把你带到这里来。
Because there is a Muslim man, he's a Kurdish man.
有一位穆斯林，他是库德族人。
I having Bible study with him. He's Muslim Kurdish.
我跟他一起读圣经，他是穆斯林库德族。
And he told his elder, the mosque elder.
他在清真寺里面告诉那些老人家。
Another maybe 4 or 5 elder Muslim.
另外又有五个人也是穆斯林。
And he told them.
他告诉他们。
We as a Kurdish nation.
我们库德族。
We lost our religion.
我们没有信仰。
We lost our nationality.
我们失去我们的国度国家。
We lost everything.
我们什么都没有了。
Because we follow.A false prophet called Muhammad.
因为我们跟着一个叫做穆罕默德的先知。
And we follow the book called Quran.
我们读一本书叫《可兰经》。
And they curse him and they kick him out.
然后就得到这份咒诅，被赶出来。
But I'm glad he here. Maybe if he's in Syria or Iraq, they will kill him.They will kill him if he's back home.
如果他在伊拉克讲这段话，他早就被杀了。
You cannot say bad things about Quran and Muhammad.
你绝对不能在穆斯林的国家说穆罕默德或者说可兰经的坏话。
And these people, they don't understand what is the love of God. And they have in the Muslim nation, in the Quran, they have 99 names for God.
在穆斯林的国家，在穆斯林的文化里面， 光是神就有99个名字。
He's the powerful God.
这个他们的神是好像很有力量的神啊。
He's the Almighty One.
是很全能的。He's
the Judge.
他是一个审判者哦。
And all the other names, He has 99 names.
99个名字。
But there is no name that says God is love.
但是99个名字里面没有一个说到神是爱。
So they don't understand the love of Jesus.
所以他们不明白耶稣的爱。
But they can see it in our lives.
但是他们在我们身上可以看到。
When we interact with them, when we have friendship with them.
当我们跟他们交流, 跟他们一起团契的时候,
that's called love in action. We have to do something to reach the people.
这就叫做化爱为行动, 我们要伸出我们的手。
These people, they go through a lot of bad things.
他们经历了很多很凄惨、很辛苦的事情。
You cannot just preach to him in the street and leave him. You need to help him with other things.
你不能就光在街上祝福他们，你要帮助他们，要伸出你的手。
And when God, He looked from the heaven and He saw us, we need to be saved.
当神从天堂往下看的时候，他看见他们，也希望他们得救。
So the Lord Jesus, He left the heaven. He left the throne and He came to us here.
就像耶稣一样，他在宝座上，他来到人间。
It's not enough to love and just keep watching. It's good to do some action.
你光是爱，远远的在高高的地方看是没有用的，你要化为行动。
One time, Jesus was sitting with a disciple and was 4,000 men and some children and women.
有一次，耶稣跟他的门徒在一起，还有4,000个大人小孩。
And the disciples told Jesus, send the people away.
他的门徒跟耶稣说, 你把这些人都送走吧。
It's going to get dark soon.
啊, 让, 等一下天黑了没东西吃, 叫他们回家吧。
And people are hungry, they have no food to eat.
他们都没东西吃啊。
But Jesus told the disciples,
耶稣跟门徒说,
feed them, you feed them.
你喂饱他们吗?
How are we going to feed them?
怎么喂得饱几千个人啊?
Maybe about at least 10,000, because 4,000 is the men plus women and children at least.
刚刚说的4,000个只是大人, 还要包括他们, 可能有太太有小孩, 加起来可能有10,000个人。
And we have only like 5 fish and 2 loaf of bread.
我们只有两条鱼跟5块饼而已。
How are we going to feed the 10,000 people?
怎么喂得了10,000个人呢?
No, but you know, we are blessed by God.
我们真的很被神祝福。
We have many things to offer to the other people.
我们身边有好多多余的，好多的东西可以给身边的人。
And when God blessed the Christian as His children, He blessed us.
神祝福基督徒就是他的儿女。
He wants us to be blessing for the others.
他希望我们作为基督徒拿着这样的祝福再去祝福其他的人。
We cannot keep blessing for ourselves only.
不要把所有的祝福都揽在自己身上。
We have to share with hurting people.
要跟别人分享。
Wounded people.
要跟那些没有家的人分享。
We have a lot to give to the other people.
我们有很多可以分享的，不是吗？
Because we are rich in the spirit, spiritual.
因为我们在灵里是很富足的。
And in the Apostle Paul says in the book of Ephesians, God has blessed us with all the heavenly spiritual blessings.
在以弗所书，保罗说，神把天上地下一切都祝福给我们了，对不对？
So we all can do something.
我们一定可以做点什么的。Because
now after all, what the Muslim people see in the Middle East, because of the ISIS and the religion.
这些来自中东的人，他们在他们的国家所看见那一切一切的不好的事情，包括那些 ISIS 伊斯兰国所做的一切事情。They
are not happy about the Islam Muslim.
他们对伊斯兰对穆斯林绝对不会开心的。One
lady told us at Family Welcome Center, Muslim lady.
一个穆斯林的女士在我们的家庭欢迎中心跟我们说。She
said, "Must be something wrong in our religion."
她说我们的信仰一定有什么问题。
There is no love, no peace.
没有爱，没有和平。
And we told them the peace is from Jesus come.
我们就告诉他，真正的平安来自耶稣。
Love because God is love.
因为神就是爱。
So, number three.
第三个。
There is no good reason for refusing to help.
没有理由让我们拒绝去帮助别人的。
Why we cannot help the people? They are lost without hope, without Jesus.
为什么我们不能帮助他们？他们是 没有牧人的羊啊。
No, we can do a lot for them.
有很多我们可以做的。
I mean, each family come from the Muslim country as a refugee. They live here. They are our neighbors.
每一个从中东穆斯林国家来的这些难民家庭，都是我们的邻居啊。
And each family.
每一个家庭。
They have connection with 35 family back home.
他们在他们的老家还有35个他们认识的家庭。
They have brothers and sisters Muslim live in Middle East.
兄弟姐妹还有好多人在他们原来的国家里面。
They have brother-in-law, sister-in-law.
还有姑姑嫂嫂。
Second cousin and other family.
堂兄什么叔，还好多好多。
So we can impact the Muslim world here.
我们借着他们可以去影响穆斯林的世界。
Because when we reach the people and we see some, we need to see some fruit and some leaders to convert to Christianity.
因为当我们进入他们当中的时候，我们会看到有果子，看到有人愿意接受耶稣。
And what kind of impact this can make to their people here?
这样的改变在他对他们的人生当中，对这些人来说有怎么样的改变
？And to the people back home.
这样的改变对他们原来的国家的那些认识他们的人又有怎么样的改变呢？
So when we do the Thanksgiving and the Christmas, we do also back to school night.
哦，所以我们不光是做感恩节的晚餐活动，不光是庆祝圣诞节的活动，我们还做学校活动。
We receive like backpacks and school supplies.
我们为他们的孩子准备书包，准备铅笔，准备文具。
And some people they donate money to the events.
还有些人捐款帮助他们。
And we put some Bibles and DVD for Jesus in the back.
我们也放圣经、放 DVD 的动画在那个小朋友的书包里。
And last year we think we're going to have maybe 150 children.
我们在想我们会大概150个孩子。
And we saw 300 children came to the event.
结果有300个孩子来到我们的活动。
And their parents they come with them.
爸爸妈妈也都来了。
And that's good time to share the gospel with them.
是不是一个好机会跟他们分享福音？
And we brought 55 large pizza.
我们买了55个大号的披萨。
But they all gone like in 10 minutes.
十分钟全部吃光光。
Because you have 300 children and the parents.
300个孩子还有他们的爸爸妈妈呀。
But you can see the smile in the children's face.
你看得到孩子脸上的笑容。
That they came to United States and they see.
来到美国。
That they see some people love them and they care for them.
他们知道有人爱他们，有人关心他们。
And the event just after the Easter in April.
这个学校的活动通常是在四月份的复活节之后办的。
We take 16 Muslim family to a Christian camp. And this is.
还有一个活动是，还有一个活动是在。复活节之后四月份左右我们还会办的第四个活动。
Because we have four events every
year. 对，四个活动。
Back to school night.
学校活动。
Thanksgiving.
感恩节。
Christmas.
圣诞节。
And retreat called retreat.
我们有一个退休会。
And this time, and just back in April, we take 16 Kurdish Muslim family to they all Kurdish people.
我们今年四月才刚刚带了16个家庭，库德族的穆斯林家庭。
I invite my friend pastor, his name Pastor Azad.
我邀请了我的一个朋友阿萨牧师。
He's a Kurdish Muslim pastor.
他就是一个库德族的牧师。
And the Kurdish told him, "How come you are Kurdish and Muslim and pastor? How?"
那些家庭就问他说：“你怎么能做库德族穆斯林，又该当牧师？怎么会这样子？”
This guy he left Kurdistan, northern Iraq, like.
这个人住在伊拉克北边的库德。
15 years ago.
15年前，他住在那边。
He went to Lebanon.
然后他去了黎巴嫩。
And he stayed 9 years in Lebanon.
在黎巴嫩又住了九年。
And people from Christian Evangelical Church in Beirut.
他在那边有基督教的教会，在贝鲁特有一个基督教会。
They meet him in the street and they adopt him.
在那个基督教会，有人在街上看见他，把他带回家。
And he saw the love in the Christianity is not in the Muslim world.
是基督教会向他显现了神的爱，表现出神的爱。
He converted in Lebanon and he became a leader.
所以他在黎巴嫩的基督教会信了耶稣。
He studied and prepared to serve the Lord.
而且他还读神学，他要为神奉献。
So I told him, come and share with your people about Jesus in the retreat in Pine Valley Bible Camp.
我跟他讲，我说你来跟你自己的库德族人在这个退休会里面分享神的福音。
They stayed 3 days and 2 nights at the retreat.
他们在这个退休会待了三天两夜。
And the message was.
这个信息主题是什么呢？
The Kurd according to the Bible.
圣经里面的库德族。
And you know what? Do you have heard about the Kurd?
你知道库德族吗？
There are 65 million people in the world.
6500万库德族人在世界上。
But they have no country.
没有国家。
They live in 4 different countries.
他们分散在4个国家里面。
They live in Turkey.
土耳其。
Iran.
伊朗。
And Iraq.
伊拉克。
And Syria.
还有叙利亚。
And every time they try to have their own country, Kurdistan.
他们想要有一个库德国的时候。
And these 4 countries.
这四个国家。
They say no. We're not going to give you country.
不可能。
And they feel that they are lost with no hope.
每一次他们都输了，没有自己的国家。
But Pastor Azad and me, we share with them that's your hope. It's in Jesus.
所以这位阿萨牧师跟我在退休会，我们跟他们分享，我们的希望在耶稣那里。
And the Kurd is the medium people, media.
Median.
Yes.
在圣经里面，库德族就是米甸人。
Do you know in the book of Acts chapter 1?
知不知道在使徒行传第一章？
In the Pentecost day.
在
When the Holy Spirit filled the people.
五旬节的时候，圣灵充满那些门徒，对不对？
And there were about 18 different ethnic groups in Jerusalem.
是不是当有好多来自不同的地方的人，有18个在。 耶路撒冷不同民族的人，
and one of these ethnic group was Midian.
其中一种语言的人就是米甸人。
And Pastor Azad told the Kurdish Muslim, we believe in God.
你看，这个阿萨牧师就在退休会跟他们说，我们以前就是信神，我们的民族本来就是信神的。
We believe in Jesus.
我们就是信耶稣的。
Even before the Islam to come.
就算在伊斯兰以前，我们就是信耶稣的米甸人。
The Islam comes 600 years after Jesus.
伊斯兰在耶稣来600年以后才进入我们的国家。
And he told the 16 family, we should not be deceived anymore. We should go back to Jesus.
这位阿萨牧师就告诉这16个家庭，我们不要再被欺骗了，我们要回到耶稣的怀抱里。
Because King Darius in the book of Daniel,
在但以理书里面有一个国王。
He's a Midian king.
他也是一个米甸国王。
He believed in God after what saw with Daniel when he thrown in the pit of the lion.
他看到但以理被丢到狮子坑里面，居然完好无事的出来之后，他也信了神。
Even the king who got married with Esther in the book of Esther.
在以斯帖书里面的那个国王也是一样。
He's the father of the king Darius in the book of Daniel.
哦，他是但以理书里面的那个国王的爸爸。
Also, he believed in God.
他也信了神。
And that's good time now to shine to the Muslim people.
现在就是一个进入穆斯林人心目中的一个好时机。
That you have hope, you have hope in Jesus.
我们告诉他们，你在耶稣基督里面是有盼望的。
Okay, the fourth point.
第四点是什么？
The lack of love is often easy to justify.
我们很容易说，哎呀，我们爱心不够。
Even though it's never right.
我们为自己找理由，其实这是不对的。
How we can serve the people and reach them if we don't love them?
我们怎么能够说我们要去服务、去关心他们，但是我们心里一点爱都没有呢？
No, the love is the we believe at Family Welcome Center that the power of love is more stronger than any other weapon.
在我们的家庭欢迎中心，我们相信爱是比任何武器都有力量的。
So, I mean, the doctor can help the patient even if he doesn't love him.
医生没有爱能不能医治病人？ 可以啊。
The attorney, the lawyer, he can help his client even if he doesn't love him.
律师能不能没有带着爱心去帮助他的客户？ 可以啊。
But we as a Christian,
但是我们基督徒,
Jesus followers,
我们做耶稣基督的跟随者,
we cannot reach people.
我们没有办法去接触人群。
And impact people's life.
去影响人的生命。
If we don't love them sincerely.
除非我们带着一个真的心。
That is the love.
就是爱。
So, I mean, why not to take advantage and, you know, see that God opened a door for us?
为什么不把握这个机会， 看见神已经为我们开了一个大门。
And we ask sometimes the question.
我们有时候问一个问题。
Syria is very strict Muslim country. Syria.
叙利亚是一个很严格的穆斯林国家。
And the population is 27 million people.
他们的人口是2700万人。
But you know, when the war started the last 7 years,
从7年以前内战开始,
9 million left the country.
900万人离开叙利亚。
This is 1/3 the country.
表示每3个叙利亚人就有1个离开他们的国家。
So God is shaking the whole nation.
神在整个摇动他们的国家,
causing people to leave their home.
要让他们的人民离开他们的家园,
and to come to America or Europe maybe.
可能来到美国, 可能去到欧洲,
to be saved.
能够得救。
He wants God's heart after the Muslim people now.
神是很爱穆斯林的。
We believe that the Muslim refugee in San Diego and El Cajon are part of God's plan for the salvation.
我们相信来到圣地亚哥 El Cajon 的这一群中东难民也是神拯救大能的计划一部分。
Because God so loved the world, the whole people.
因为神看得到全世界的人。
Even the Muslim.
神爱穆斯林。
They've been like 1600 years, 1500 years living in darkness.
他们过去1500年都活在黑暗当中。
They don't know what God is love.
他们不知道神是爱。
They don't know what is forgiveness.
他们不知道什么叫原谅。 叫宽恕。
If you ask Muslim, if you die, where you go after you die?
如果你问一个穆斯林, 你死了以后会去哪里?
They don't know.
他们不知道。
Because only Jesus can offer assurance for salvation.
因为只有耶稣能够给你一个得救的确据。
See, we have good news for you.
我们有最好的消息。
The gospel is good news.
福音就是好消息。
So, after you leave outside in the table,
所以各位等一下出去到了大厅的时候,
you can see all the brochure and the flyers and the envelopes outside.
各位可以看到我们家庭欢迎中心的简介，还有好多信封。
And there is a contact list if you like to fill your name, your email, your phone number. We can update you with the things happening.
如果你愿意留下你的名字、电话或是电邮，我们会告诉你们我们最新在做的一些事情。
We send every 3 weeks email and we let the people know what happened or for the event, for everything.
我们每隔几个星期会发出一个电邮，会告诉你们我们有什么新的活动。
So God is good for us.
神真的很好。
And but He needs us to reach others.
但是神要我们一起接触新的人。
Like Muslim.
接触穆斯林。
You know, after the experience,
你知道在这一些经验之后,
many countries and churches send missionary to the Muslim country.
很多教会派一些宣教士到中东去，到穆斯林国家。
Take 15 years to do accomplish small thing over there.
可能花15年才能够做出一点事情来。
But we can do a lot here more than to send the missionary there.
我们在这里不用派人出去就能够做那么多事情。
Because we have the opportunity, we have the resource here.
我们有机会，我们有资源。
So let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Lord.
哦，主啊，感谢你。
Because you loved us.
因为你爱我们。
And you saved us.
你拯救我们。
You forgive us.
你赦免我们。
You blessed us with many blessings.
你祝福我们好多好多的东西。
And you bring us the nation here.
你把那些国家带到我们身边来。
We have many Muslim family here.
有好多穆斯林的家庭在我们身边。
You brought them here, Lord.
是你把他们带来的，主啊。
Because your heart after them.
因为你的心真的爱他们。
You want them to be translate their life.
你希望他们的生命有改变。
You want to save them.
你希望拯救他们。
And they can know the true God.
所以他们能够认识那个真正独一的真神。
The loving God.
真正爱人的那个神。
Thank you, Lord, for this time.
主啊，感谢你给我。
Thank you for this church.
给我这个，感谢你让我来到这个教会。
I ask your blessing in the name of Jesus.
我用耶稣的名求你赐下祝福。
To each person here.
给在座的每一个人。
To the pastor and the staff.
给我们的牧师，给我们的职员。
To the leaders.
给我们教会的领袖。
To the youth and children.
给我们教会的年轻人跟孩子。
Then you can give them grace and peace.
给他们恩典，给他们平安。
And use them for your glory.
使用他们给你荣耀。
And multiply their fruit.
能够加倍他们的果子。
For your glory.
用你的荣耀身上。
In Jesus' name.
我们以耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
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 Let's give a warm thank you to your pastor for sharing the word of God with us.
我们为这牧师给一个热烈的掌声来谢谢他。
I think many of us here came from immigrant families, and we have a taste of how when other people reach out to us.
我们知道我们来自很多，我们都来自这样移民的这个家庭里，我们大概能够感觉到我们有移民的这种感受在里面。
And for all of our faith story, there's someone from a church that reach out and show an act of kindness and love toward us.
总有人在我们的生命里面来接触我们，将这样的爱、这样的关心带到我们的生活里面。
Would you stand with me? We're gonna pray. We're gonna bless you, and then we're gonna dismiss.
我们请大家，我们一同起立，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together. Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
，Thank you so much for your word.
谢谢你将你自己的话语带给我们。
Thank you so much for your Son.
为着你自己的赐下的爱子给我们。
Who reached down to us when we cannot help ourselves.
当我们在我们还不认识你，我们不能帮助自己的时候，你就赐下你自己的爱子给我们。
So that we can experience blessing from you.
让我们可以经历从你而来的祝福。
And God, we pray for the ministry down in El Cajon.
主，我们为着 El Cajon 在那边的这个施工来祷告。
Would you bless the work of their hands?
求主你亲自来祝福他们手做的工。
Knowing the people, the refugees here in El Cajon would be blessed and know Jesus.
好，让他们在所有 El Cajon 的这个移民能够更多的认识你。
And that through their family network, that they will extend your glory and your word and your peace back in the Middle East.
也借着他们在这个家庭的所有的施工里面，可以更多拓展你的荣耀、你的能力在他们中东的家人。
May the love of our Father,
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠
，the grace of our Lord Jesus,
父上帝的慈爱
，and the fellowship of the power of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵的感动与大能
，be with each one of you,
常与弟兄姐妹同在
，live brightly in the world of darkness,
在这个黑暗的世界为主兴起发光
，in Jesus Christ,
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for worshiping with us. Just one quick note. If you have children, if you're staying for the meeting at 7 o'clock,
如果你有小孩子的时候，我们在这个开会的七点开会的时候
，there will be childcare at the chapel.
在 chapel 在小礼堂呢有儿童的看顾。
If you have preschool children, please bring them to preschool room.
如果学前班呢，可以把他们带到学前班。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
Treasure in jars of
Dazzling hearts too fast to climb. I've got so high.